No.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm bringing that home again.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our service today. After all the celebrations of Christmas Day, we come to worship, to ponder and consider all the things as Mary did, to think of the true peace of Christmas. And we're going to begin our service by singing Silent Night. Norma's going to read for us in a moment, maybe a slightly unusual reading for Christmas, in that it is about Jesus telling his disciples he's going to leave a counselor with us. So, Norma, if you will read the passage for us.
So we're reading from John chapter 14, starting at verse 25. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away, and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe.
Thank you, Norma. Let us come to a time of prayer. Let us pray. The light shines on in darkness, a darkness that did not overcome it. Lord, we confess we often hide our Christian light. In the dark times of war, we do not light the way of peace. In the pitch blackness of poverty, we do not show the light of charity. In the shadows of prejudice, we do not shine the light of brotherhood. In the grey areas of society's laws, we do not light the flame of Christian morality. In the colourless void of social indifference, we do not hold up the candle of Christian responsibility. We are sorry, Lord, that the light in our soul burns so dimly. We are ashamed of our sputtering flame in the presence of your brilliance. As we watch the Christmas candles being lit, we offer our own private prayers to the Lord. Prayers and those we have prayed for. Help us all to feel the warmth of your love enfolding us today. And let us recognize that you are the peace of the world. Amen. We're now going to sing the song, Let There Be Peace on Earth. peace. We often talk about peace. What then, however, is the opposite of peace? Maybe it's fear. Fear of so many things in life. I must confess that when I was a child, I was afraid of the dark. At the end of the day, when it was time to turn out the lights and go to bed, I wanted to know that I was not alone in the darkness. That is where my teddy bear came to the rescue. Somehow the darkness was not so frightening with Teddy in the bed with me. Have you ever been afraid? Of course you have. We have all been afraid at times. Different things make us afraid. Some may be afraid of the thunder and lightning that comes with a storm. Other people are afraid of bugs, bees, snakes, heights, dentists, doctors, cats, dogs, mice. Many are afraid of spiders. And at this time, maybe we have a lot of fear of germs, the fear of becoming ill. In that reading that Norma read, when Jesus told his disciples that he was going to return to his Father, they were afraid. They were afraid of the future, afraid of being on their own without Jesus. What was going to happen to them? Would the enemies of Jesus recognize them as his followers and then try to harm them? Jesus knew that his disciples were afraid, and he offered these words to comfort them. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. Don't be troubled or afraid. Remember what I have told you, he said. I am going away, but I will come back to you again. I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me. These words were a great comfort to his disciples, and they are a great comfort to us today. Christmas Day, we celebrated Jesus coming to our world as a baby. He came as a baby that he might be in the world with us, his disciples, that he might die for us. But he's promised he would be coming back, and until he came back, he promised that the Father would send the Holy Spirit to comfort his disciples until the day when he returned. He sent the Holy Spirit to his disciples, and that includes you and me. What a wonderful gift Jesus has given us. Peace of mind and heart. We no longer have anything to fear when we find ourselves in the dark or in the storms of life. Jesus is with us. Although we have no longer anything to fear, we often still find ourselves afraid because we fail to claim the peace of mind and heart that Jesus has provided for us. Father, today we thank you for the Holy Spirit who guards us and calms our fears. We also thank you for the promise that one day we will be in heaven with Jesus. And in his name we pray, Amen. We're now going to sing the peace of God. Thank you.
With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Don't you worry about anything, instead pray.
Now going to read an extract from a poem by Wat Longfellow. It's the Peace Pipe. Oh, my children, my poor children, listen to the words of wisdom. Listen to the words of warning from the lips of the Great Spirit, from the Master of Life who made you. I have given you lands to hunt in. I have given you streams to fish in. I have given you bear and bison. I have given you roe and reindeer. I have given you brant and beaver. Filled the marshes full of wild fowl. Filled the rivers full of fishes. Why then are you not contented? Why then will you hunt each other? I am weary of your quarrels, weary of your wars and bloodshed, weary of your prayers for vengeance, of your wranglings and dissensions. All your strength is in your union. All your danger is in discord. Therefore, be at peace henceforward, and as brothers and sisters, live together. At the start of our service this morning, I referred to Mary, the verse in Luke chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. All who heard the shepherd's story expressed astonishment. But Mary quietly treasured these things in her heart and often thought about them. Our thoughts today have been about the peace of God, who came as the Christ child in a manger, born in a stable in the town of Bethlehem. Shepherds came to visit Jesus on the night of his birth. The wise men came bearing gifts, gold, frankincense and myrrh. But then Herod sent soldiers with the intent to kill the baby Jesus, because Herod was afraid. He saw Jesus as the threat to his rule. Many in our world today see Jesus as a threat, see Jesus and his love for mankind and his call for us to love each other as a threat to what they want to achieve. Do we see Jesus as that threat, or do we truly see Jesus as the hope of peace to us and this very troubled world in which we live? Mary quietly treasured all these things in her heart, we read, and often thought about them. Let us do as Mary did, to think on the story of Christmas, to think about what happened afterwards, to think about the things that happened during Jesus's life in this world, to think about what he said about sending us a helper, a comforter, the Holy Spirit, to us in our world, that we might have peace. We're now going to sing Mary's Boy Child, after which Paul is going to lead us in our prayers of intercession.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing, listen what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. While shepherds watch their flock by night, them see a bright new shining star. Them hear a choir sing, the music seem to come from afar. Now Joseph and his wife Mary come to Bethlehem that night. Then find no place to born she child, not a single room was in sight. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing, listen what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. By and by they find a little nook in a stable all forlorn, and in a manger cold and dark Mary's little boy was born. Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear thee. new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing. Listen what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Let's pray. Father God, we just ask you now, Lord, to still our hearts and to experience your peace in our lives. We thank you, Father, for your faithfulness and your presence in our lives, Lord, as we come to the end of this year. And we look back, Father, and just ponder, Lord, the way in which you have been working in our lives and in the lives of others. We thank you, Father, that you are a God who does care for us, who's always watching out for us, who's always listening to us and helping us to follow you. But Father, Lord, we acknowledge those times when perhaps we've wandered away from your presence, where we've not been aware of your presence, where we've not listened to your voice. And it's in those times, Father, where fear and worry and anxiety have crept in. We just ask, Lord, this morning as we meet together, that we might know that you are here, and that you're joining us together, Lord, through your love and through your peace and through your fellowship. Lord, we want to thank you that even though, Father, we've been apart, Lord, for much of this year, that in a funny sort of way, you've perhaps joined us together even more, Lord, and we've met together more, Lord, even in though it's been in a different way. And we want to praise you and thank you, Lord, for the way in which you have brought us together, Father, through Zoom, Lord, through phone calls, through perhaps meeting people in the street or in other ways. And we just ask, Lord, that you'll continue, Father, to help us to explore, Lord, new ways of meeting together. Because, Lord, we do need to keep together, Father, so that you might encourage and build us up. We pray, Lord, for the world in which we live and for the troubles, Lord, that just seem to be here, there and everywhere, Father. And we do pray, Lord, for peace in our own country, Lord, for other places, Lord, in the world. We pray, Lord, particularly for those people that don't know you. Those, Father, whose lives have been completely turned upside down, Father, these last 12 months. Lord, be with them. Speak to them and perhaps, Lord, give them a new revelation, Father, of yourself. We pray, Lord, for each other. We thank you, Lord, that you've placed us in this fellowship at Kingsthorpe. As Methodists and Baptists, Lord, you've drawn us together. We pray, Lord, for those who've been isolated and found it difficult, Lord. For those, Lord, who have been ill, we think of Joy, Lord, and her family at this present time. And for others, Father, who've been laid low by illnesses. For those, Father, who found life difficult. Those who've suffered depression and worry. We pray, Lord, that they might know your peace and your presence, Father, in their lives.
We pray, Lord, particularly at this time for those who've lost people, Lord, close to them. And we pray for Bob, Lord, and Janet and their family at this difficult time. May they know, Lord, your presence, your confidence, Father, that you are there. Father God, it's so easy to try and second guess, Father, what may or may not happen next year. But Lord, this we do know, that you are the Lord of all. You are the giver of love and peace and your Holy Spirit, Father. And we just pray, Lord, that you might give us more and more of those things in these coming days. Bless us, Father. Just help us, Lord, to know that you are here. And we look forward, Father, to that time when you won't come as a baby next time, Lord, but you'll come in full glory, Lord, trumpeted, Lord, by angels and heralds, and the whole world, Lord, will know of your coming. And we look forward, Father, to that time. Just bless us now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. And let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We come to the end of our service this morning. We're going to sing You Shall Go Out With Joy. We've spoken about the peace of God, that the Holy Spirit is with us as a comforter in whatever situations we are, as we uphold each other. As mentioned in our prayer, we're remembering especially Bob and his family as they grieve over the death of Bob's mother on Christmas morning. And we remember others who have lost loved ones over this time of period. But we give thanks that you have sent us your Spirit, and that we can go out with joy into your world.
You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace, and the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you. There'll be shouts of joy, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands. And the trees of the field shall clap their hands, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands, and the trees of the field shall shall clap their hands, and you'll go out with joy.
May the providence of the Father who hovers over you, the presence of the Son who stands beside you, and the power of the Spirit who lives within you be the strength of your life. Let us say the grace together. May the grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore.
Amen.
We have a few notices this morning. I will stop the share so that we can all see each other, be with each other. Notices that I've particularly got, we had an offering for the Hope Centre at the carol service, and I believe that gathered £310 from the people who were there. So that is money going to the Hope Centre. Next Saturday morning, the church will be open for private prayer from 11 till noon.
From 11?
10, sorry, 10 o'clock until noon. And next Sunday, the 3rd of January, there's the Zoom service, which will be led by Paul, but I believe, Trevor, that the Methodists will have them.
Yes, we are planning on being at the pastures next Sunday morning for a service led by Reverend Francis at 10:45. If anybody wishes to go that hasn't already applied, if they can let Catherine Jones know as soon as possible. Okay. That's going ahead, all being well, providing there's no change to restrictions between now and then.
Okay.
And then I believe also the Sunday after, we're still hopefully meeting at the Baptist Church.
Yes, the 10th, it's intended that we will be meeting at the church, our hybrid service, so Zoom and the church, and the Methodist Local Resource Worship Group. Is that the correct title?
That's true, yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Will be taking part, leading our service. So that will be a different sort of service again on the 10th. And this week, we will be meeting for our prayers on Monday, Wednesday and Friday at 11. Are there any other notices anybody has?
Can I just correct you?
Yeah.
The locally resourced worship is both Methodist and Baptist.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else?
There. Yeah.
Anything else anybody has to bring to us this morning? If not, I hope you all go out and enjoy the rest of the Christmas celebrations, as you may be celebrating today and tomorrow over a continuing long holiday weekend. Even though we're not going away very much.
Or meeting.
At home. But there will be a prayer gathering tomorrow morning in the usual way. So hopefully see some of you there. Other than that, happy Christmas, everybody. I hope you've all had a good time so far and that you're going to have a blessed time of peace over the next few days as well. Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Thank you, Adrian. I enjoyed the songs this morning, Adrian. They were good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Bye.
He will be there next week. Yeah.
And thank you for your card, Bernadette.
Thank you.
It was lovely. The words were lovely.
Leave.
Thank you. Bye. Bye bye. God bless. Keep safe.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye bye.
Bye.
Going now. Bye.
Bye.